Over 1 million illegal medicines were seized last year, a 14% increase on the previous 12 months. According to the Health Products Regulatory Authority, anabolic steroids were top of the list, followed by sedatives and products for erectile dysfunction. There was also a rise in seizures of weight loss medications. As part of the HPRA's enforcement actions last year, over 2,500 websites and social media pages were either changed or shut down. Our reporter Dimitri O'Donnell has been looking at the figures published this afternoon. Dimitri, will you talk to us about what was found and in what quantities?
Well, in short, Rachel, all types were found by the HPRA and piles of them were laid out on a big table. And I have to say that every inch of it was covered with packets of these illegal medicines. 203,000 units of anabolic steroids were uncovered last year. 146,000 roughly sedatives, that's up 15%. Roughly 120,000 erectile dysfunction tablets, that's an increase of 12%. Analgesic medicines, they're essentially very strong painkillers. They were found by 555 packets of those. And overall, more than a million units of illegal medicines were seized, a 14% increase compared to the year before.
That's quite a haul. I think it's fair to say that the HPRA is particularly concerned about the use of steroids.
Yes, anabolics made up about 20% of the total number of illegal medicines seized last year. Now, these are very popular among young males, gym goers who use them to bulk up, gain muscle or for aesthetic purposes. Now, that may seem like a relatively harmless habit, but there are very grave health risks associated with buying these medicines if they're so sourced online in Ireland from unauthorised suppliers. Firstly, there's no way of knowing if these products are genuine, if they contain the right active ingredient, or if they've been tested and approved for human use. Now, the HPRA told me earlier that among the anabolic steroids they seized last year, they found vials that just contained water, others contained only one of the active ingredients, and some none of all. So clearly there are big profits to be made and growing demands for these products, even if they are completely useless and could cause some very serious health risks.
Not surprisingly, there's also been a rise in the seizure of weight loss injections.
Yeah, and that's unsurprising given that it's very popular among celebrities and influencers online. The HPRA noted a spike in detention of these GLP-1 products. These are primarily used as prescription medicines to treat diabetes and weight loss. Now, the active ingredient semaglutide is sold under the brand name Ozempic, and that's an anti-diabetic medication used for the treatment of type 2 diabetes, but it's also approved for use in Ireland as a diabetes drug, but not been listed for reimbursement as treatment for obesity under the drug payment scheme. So people often turn to the black market to seek out these illegal medicines for lots of different reasons. One of those is cost. Now, Ozempic is very expensive. It costs around €150 a month if you're taking it for weight loss purposes. There's a rival product called Wegovy, and that costs €220 a month. So it's not surprising then that people will turn to the black market to try and source these medicines. They might not get them from their doctor for obesity reasons. They might not be told that they're suitable for approval for obesity reasons. And they go online and thinking they're buying Ozempic, and actually it's not Ozempic at all. It's a dupe, and you just don't know what you're putting into your body.
You asked the HPRA about all of this. What did you ask and what have they been saying to you?
So they've advised people to stop using these illegal products immediately and to contact, as a first port of call, your healthcare professional if you've any concerns about your health. Interestingly, they said 2/3 of people who go online do think about the risks about buying these illegal medicines, but 1/3 of them still go ahead and purchase the products anyway. So the HPRA said last year that through its enforcement activities, it shut down around 2,500 websites, but they keep cropping up. Their persistence, the demand is there, and there's a lot of money to be made from them. It is an illegal activity, and any operation to manufacture and produce them is illegal, but they are becoming increasingly sophisticated. They told me they found a pill making machine used to make all sorts of these illegal medicines out of one person's bedroom. The labels look very professional, as did the vials and the packaging. And the HPRA said its investigations and prosecutions have shown that those who are profiting from illegally supplied medicines have little or no regard for the health and safety of those who use them. Now, Gráinne Power, who's director of compliance with the HPRA, told me earlier that supply of these falsified and other illegal medicines is a growing international issue.
This is an international problem. The medicines being promoted, and our observation is the medicines being promoted online typically are for, you know, aesthetic purposes or lifestyle purposes, you know, because that's what people may be looking for. And so those providers, they don't have an interest in your health, they have an interest in profit. And so you need to stick. If you need those medicines, that's, you know, and that's validly considered by your healthcare professional, get your prescription, go to your local pharmacy and stay safe. Okay.
Gráinne Power there, who's Director of Compliance with the HPRA. She was talking to Dimitri O'Donnell.